Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here with my friend Jenna, who is from the Date Card Pod. She also does the Roses for Everybody initiative. You should check that out over on Instagram. But we're going to just jump right in because we're doing a dual episode right now. So this will be, you can find this episode on my feed and over on her feed. So let's just jump into the hometown weeks of Joey's season. So Jenna, we are at week 7 of this crazy season, which is finally hometowns. Mm-hmm. I know you've been Team Joey pretty much for the most of it. How did you feel about this week?
It was very, I enjoyed it. And I never thought I would enjoy hometowns. Usually, especially when it's the bachelor season, I don't necessarily love like the whole trope of them having to ask the parents for their blessings, usually just the father. Mm-hmm. And there's just like, I don't know, there's like parts of it that I just, in general, also the hometowns are kind of, you know, sometimes the most boring episode, or it feels like stilted. But I really liked this episode, and I genuinely didn't really know what was going to happen at the very end. How did you feel? Like, were you shocked? We'll get into it, but...
I agree with you on the whole trope of, like, asking for the hand in marriage. In general, I like, I'm old-fashioned, so I do like the, like, asking parents. But you would ask my mom, like, what are we talking about? My mom, like, I have a dad, I have a stepmom, like, I have a you know, that patriarchal role, but like, yeah. My mom raised me. So she's the one you're going to have to ask. And it, I feel like it should be more of a like, do I have your blessing to join your family? Not like, mm-hmm. take your daughter's hand in marriage. And I loved the way all the dads answered it. Like, that's up to her.
I know. It was, it really felt so good to hear all the dads say, like, no, I trust them. And, you know, like, I think maybe it was one of the dads, you know, did say, like, she has my number.
That was Rachel's dad. It was so great. He was like, she can call, if y'all get to that point, she can call me and you can ask for it then. And I loved it. Her parents were like hard as a rock. They had a shell on them though. That was
so good.
Yeah, that was different. But yeah, so we started off with the New Orleans Down with Kelsey. I love that they were playing the Down in New Orleans song from Princess and the Frog. I love that movie so much. My family's from New Orleans, so everything about this date just felt great. I gotta say, I don't know how the hell Kelsey was able to pull off a white jumpsuit for the whole damn day. And not like a speck of dirt on it.
No, seriously, they went bike riding. They were like bike riding through some trees.
And they ate beignets. They were like, I cannot eat. I mean, granted, beignet powder is white. So like maybe it did get on her, you couldn't tell.
That's why she did it. She was like, listen, I had a whole outfit. And then I heard the production was like, we're going to eat those. She was like, wait a second, I have to change.
That was the way she got away with it. That makes sense. But I'm just like, bro, y'all are in the park. Y'all are riding bikes. Then you go home. How is there no dirt on you? No makeup on you? People are hugging you. I don't understand. She is mythical. Okay.
I really like Kelsey, and like this date really showed me like her, the way she like let, I think, down whatever kind of guard she even had up when she was around her family, just showed how like bubbly and like silly and goofy she is. And I think she like doesn't wear a ton of makeup. Not that I think it's bad that you wear makeup or anything, but she does kind of have this like effortless like girl next door babe situation going on that like I am like on my hands and knees barking for.
Yes.
And I just like loved it. And Joey's, I think when they had their first day in Italy, that was like the first time I kind of noticed her. Like I had seen her before, you know, but I was like, wait, who is this woman? And I could tell Joey's really into her during that day. Like even just like on a like, you know, like attraction level. And it's just like really, it continues to continue to be that way. I did want to say, like, back to the beignets for a second. Joey was like, oh, like, how do you eat these without messing up? He did it fucking perfect. I don't know. He wasn't that messy at all. Nick Villal, for example, made a damn mess of himself.
Yeah. I am Nick, okay? When I eat beignets all over the place, like, I get mad about it. That's why I don't really eat them that much when I go home because it's embarrassing.
So true. Yeah, that would
Yeah.
be me too.
But I agree 100% with his connection with Kelsey. Like, I've had Kelsey on my team since day one. I just always felt like I felt a personal connection with her. And then just like watching her and Joey, the way they interact, like he always would take moments to seek her out and just let her know, like, I'm thinking about you. And this date was just no different. And I agree, like seeing her just be so emotional with her family and opening up, and how she told her dad, who, by the way, her dad is fine as hell,
Oh
like,
my God.
okay, DILF.
Seriously. And I know everyone's like, oh, Golden Bachelor, next Golden Bachelor. And I'm like, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to. He has a great little tragic
Yes. Yes.
backstory.
Yes, 100% yes. I don't know how old he is, but if he's over 60, then he can be in there, okay?
Let's go.
So yeah, I loved the culture of New Orleans. They did the second line dance. Then we get home and we see her family. We see her older sister and her younger brother, I believe. I think she has two other siblings that weren't there. And yeah, just seeing her open up, she told her dad that she's falling in love with him. That was beautiful to see.
And then I was gonna say I did really like I resonated a lot when she was talking about, having the potential of getting married and having blessings asked for and doing all this, walking down the aisle, like they when they saw the bride in the park who was totally not staged at all. She's talking more about the fact that her mother has passed away and how like sad it is to like really come to realize that you might get to the point where you're about to get married in the next like year or so and you're not gonna have like an important part of your family there. And I experienced that because both of my parents have passed away from cancer and
Okay.
thank you. And when my mother passed away when I was dating my ex-husband, so I'm like, I was married at one point. It was a mistake, but anyway, we
To
all do
a man, oh my
it.
gosh.
Yeah, to a man that was like not
Mistakes.
great. It's a canon event. We have to go through it. So, but my mother had already passed away and my father was quite ill. And I do my story is like a little bit different, of course, but like I felt like a pressure to get married because like my father was still here, but he was like kind of getting sicker, and I just wanted to make this bond to like maybe appease some kind of like patriarchal stuff or whatever. I shouldn't have had to do that, and my dad didn't really want me to do that, but I didn't know at the time, right? I was young, but I do remember feeling a lot of sadness about just like not having certain people there for that, and it's so I just my heart goes to her and I hope that she knows that she'll still just be, she'll always have a connection with her mom, even, when it happens.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. And you get like, again, I'm so sorry for your loss. I truly don't know. Every single time she talks, I just cry, because I'm like, I can't imagine having to go through those things and that person not be there. It's how I felt too when, even at the beginning of the season, when Lauren was crying about realizing that her dad would not be at her wedding. I'm like, I can't, I just, that would be awful. So yeah, my heart goes out to them, but I thought her family more than like stepped in to support her and just kind of be there for her. The fact that her dad and her relationship has like blossomed since then, I love that for her. Because, a lot of times when people lose a spouse, they retreat, and it could have been so much worse. So I'm glad that it wasn't that way for her.
And that she like as cheesy as like she does have like an example that she can look to of like what she wants in a partner and that he was like really there for the mom because like unfortunately there's a pretty high statistic of married people who, when one partner gets really ill, they don't make it through. Like the marriage ends or some shit goes wrong. And like, we don't know each other, everyone's lives, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and especially with the man, the stats for men leaving a partner who's sick, very high, very high.
It's really something to think about.
Or even like in our first Golden Bachelor, where he ends up dating like a month after his wife passes away, like, yeah. So, men don't handle sickness too well. So kudos to her dad. I believe his name is Mark. We love him. Petition for him to be on either on the Golden Bachelorette or the next batch Golden Bachelor, however y'all want to do it. I want to see his face again. Thank you so much. How did you feel when Joey was leaving, with him saying, "I hope to see you soon," to her dad? Did you catch that?
I didn't.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I watched it twice. So when I went back, I was like, oh my God, he just said that. It was like very under the breath, but you're mic'd up. We heard you.
Yeah, and I feel like I can't remember the exact words, but there was a point where Joey was even saying, you know, the dad did the classic thing that all the parents do, which is totally valid, which is like, hey, there's like three other women here. What does that mean about my daughter? And he answered it in a way that I felt was really compelling of like, he wasn't being like, I can't to give you the quiet answer yet, which is totally fair, and he's allowed to say that, but he said something that he's like, what I know we have is real, and like it doesn't take away, and I don't know, it was a different angle to it.
It was
It's
different.
not saying whether it's good or bad or whatever, or he's gonna pick her or not pick her, but what he has with her, he is experiencing, and I thought that was key.
I don't remember exactly what he said either, but I remember feeling better about what he said to Kelsey's parents than what he said to any of the other parents. Like, it felt better. It was just like, oh, this was way more thought out and way more like, hey, I'm gonna protect her heart. Don't worry. No matter what I decide to do, she's gonna be good. The other ones felt more like, I don't know, man. You know, it's a game. Anything
Have
can
you seen this show? Which brings us to Rachel's dad, who he's like talking to, or she's talking to him or something, and then and she's like, he's like, well, I haven't seen this show, so I
Yeah.
have no idea. I'm like,
Yeah,
yeah,
she said, do you know what
King.
happens at the end? And he's like, no, girl, I've never seen this show before in my life. It was giving Dotton.
I love though when that happens. You know, like I was a big fan of how Zach and Tayshia hadn't watched the show. I mean, obviously that didn't work out, but like some, there's something about like kind of not knowing much about it and going in that gives me this like, maybe it might work.
Yeah, it gives me anxiety whenever they haven't watched it. It's like, at least watch one season, please. Just like, no, just understand the basic premises of what you're walking into.
It's a fucking shit show.
Yeah, it's like you have to understand how editing works. And I just feel like if you don't watch any reality TV, you're gonna be made the fool of. So just the basic amount of studying so that you don't look a complete idiot going in. It's all I ask. It's all I ask, guys. But you know, keep not doing it. Keep providing entertainment for me. Whatever.
I know, yeah. We're watching either way,
Yeah, I'm
so.
watching either way. It's all good. But yeah, so Rachel's hometown was next, and they couldn't go to Hawaii because, you know, expensive. So they brought Hawaii to Rancho Cucamonga, which is where Rodney is from Michelle season.
Yes. I was like, that sounded so familiar. You're right. That's so cool.
So he says that with Rachel, he has such an easy vibe and they just like are in sync. That was different from because with Kelsey, what he said was like, I could see myself being happy every day if I was married to Kelsey. Rachel, this kind of sounded like a friend, like this is like my best friend type of comment. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm getting. I remember early on thinking she would be a great partner for him, and I think she would be. Like, I think that somebody DM'd me and was like, you know, if they met like not on the show, I think it could be like a really great couple. And like maybe they will still be, and I'm hopeful for it. Like I like her a lot. And but there is something that's like kind of like I just don't quite see it. And I kind of feel like because I just think she's like she deserves better. I don't know, nothing. I don't dislike him, but I just like I don't know. I think she like she's just so great, and I know. I mean, they definitely have a connection because they both spent a lot of time in Hawaii, and you know, he said that as well. And I think he, I don't know. Yeah, there's just something a little bit missing, but it's hard to tell with him sometimes because I don't really. He really does engage with most of the people he really likes.
And the way he jumped in like both feet to this hometown, it was amazing. Like he didn't hold back at all. He was fully ready to like it's almost like he was like, I'm back in Hawaii. This is so great. I want to be immersed in the culture. So it was really good to see that. And I agree that if they had met in Hawaii, I think they absolutely would have dated and hit it off. So yeah, but I get the friend vibe. And you know what it is though? I'm getting that vibe because editing keeps showing her making facial expressions and comments to the other women that is a little bit snarky. And I don't blame her. Like later on tonight on this episode, when we see her being like, what was that all about to Maria? Like she's frustrated. And you know, people are doing annoying things. So like a couple weeks ago when Jen came in with the piano playing lesson, and she you see her like roll her eyes and be like, okay, do we leave? Like, I feel like if she was the one who was gonna win, they would not have shown those pieces because they would be wanting to
Yeah.
protect her.
It's a very Vanessa Grimaldi situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because they edited the fuck out of that season.
Yeah. And I don't think that Rachel is a villain. But yeah, like I don't know.
I don't
Yeah,
think
you
she's
have
a
a
villain at
point.
all.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
have a point.
she's definitely not a villain, but she was close with Sydney, Leia, and Jess.
Yeah, I w okay, so I have lots of things. When we get to that point, I wanted to okay, yeah, let's circle back to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a really nice date though, and he really did like love her family. Her family was really sweet. I think that like, you know, she had set up that like they are more traditional and probably don't understand this concept of the show. And I'm like, well, yeah, because it's a fucking stupid concept. No one like it's not
It's
okay.
stupid. Nobody understands it. We're all just idiots watching this shit.
Yeah, it's not okay. But I did like that the dad was like, yeah, I'm traditional about some things, but and I'm traditional about like marriage and stuff, but at the same time, like if it's like real, it's real. And like he also, like we said earlier, really trusts Rachel. And I don't know, I kind of thought it was just like nice that they trust her. And yeah, she's been hurt, but like she can get through it again. She can, you know, she's I think he was the father that kind of said something like along the lines of like he's like, if it's not you, just stay even keeled because you will be okay and you have us. And it's been said before in other dates, but I really liked how assured he was of like he kind of just like really was like, it won't be the end of the fucking world. Like you will be very okay.
Yeah, exactly. I
I like
think he said something like that, and then so did Daisy's dad. Her,
that.
but his was funnier. But yeah, I agree. The family was very much like, you're gonna be okay no matter what. So I loved that. Did you notice though that she only got like one part of her date shown? Like there was no dibs, just them two hanging out around town.
I literally said it as it was going on. I was doing live Instagram reacts, and I was like, oh, I hope she gets like an after, you know, dinner date, because sometimes that happens too here and there. And I was like, I hope that happens. And then I kind of eased back on my judgment because it seemed like this show really wanted to show the Filipino like traditions that they were bringing to it, which I really love. They did this dance. I apologize for not knowing the name of it. But at one point, they have, I think, like maybe her grandfather or somebody there did like a voiceover of like it's a dance that they
Explained, yeah, the
explained
history.
from like their colonization from Spain. And I was like, did that just get uttered on ABC.com
It
Family
happens.
Network?
You saw it.
What
I saw it. It
the
was beautiful. So I just made a post shouting all that out because I do agree that maybe that's what happened, that they wanted to focus so much more on the cultural aspect of it. Because remember when Catherine on Sean Lowe's season, she's half Filipino, and their entire date was focused in Seattle. Like they went to the fish market and were tossing fish around and stuff. They basically cut out all of the Filipino part of her date when they went home, and we didn't get to learn anything about their culture really. So I thought this was their way of making it up to us by showing us this entire thing. We learned so much about Filipino and Hawaiian culture in this one date, and it was beautiful to see. So I was okay with her not getting like a second part of the date, but I hope that they actually did get to have one for their own relationship, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you do need that like a private time, I think, to like talk about stuff. So yeah.
Agreed, agreed. And I loved little Liam, her nephew. He was so cute.
So cute. And the mom was gorgeous. I was like, I know she's married, but like, can we get her to be on this Golden
Hello,
Bachelorette? Like,
right. You know, let us know. Let us know if things don't work out.
yeah, please.
So then at the end, we hear Rachel say she's falling in love with him. He says it's so great to hear that. And she's so happy with where they're at. He says that her family is amazing and he sees why she's so amazing. And then he tells us like he said he's been waiting to hear that for weeks. So I don't know what she's been not saying or what's been going on with their conversations, but I guess she was kind of holding back a little bit too.
Which I love that all the women are kind of holding back. I think that's like a fun little trend for me. I love that. Like, let them cook. doesn't need to have all of this ego. But I mean, like, back to our early conversation, I noticed that like they didn't like embrace right away in this moment. There was just like something missing. And I'm giving it to like Rachel in the sense that like one is probably all awkward. I totally get it. Like I did not. I think actually even like Daisy's was awkward too, and clearly Maria's was as well. But like I don't think it's like a negative, but it's I also just like I'm like, yeah, Rachel, keep that wall up a little bit. Like part of me so madly wants all of them to just like really get into it and all of them to win. Like all of them. But I'm also like, you're maybe holding back because you just know it's not it.
Yeah. I think you can kind of sense that, you know? I don't
Yeah.
know. I feel like that's probably why Maria held back. I mean, I practice poly. I'm in, open non-monogamous, honest relationships.
Me too.
So I don't fully understand like the like being upset than dating somebody else. But I can remember back when I was, monogamous and like, I remember it being hard and like it's a mind fuck when you just don't know and you're scared to open up because you don't know. And nobody wants to be hurt. But I think like one of the parents, I believe it was Maria's dad, who was like, he saw what his daughter was doing. And he was like, it's better to put yourself out there and say everything you have to say. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But if you don't put it all out there, then you'll always wonder if that's the reason why it didn't work out.
Totally.
Yeah,
Yep,
so.
you just really have to. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because I always say that this is a forced polyamory co competition show
Yes.
for people who don't do polyamory, and it is never more evident during these last couple weeks. And it's unfortunate because I agree with you. I don't quite get it, but it's like, but like, I guess I would feel nervous saying if I didn't feel secure in my relationship. A lot of
Yes.
what makes ethical non-monogamy work is it is you're secure. You find a
Exactly.
secureness in a relationship, and then you open it and you do all these other things. And if like none of them really know how the other person feels, then like, yeah. So it's like even harder. It's like really having to work at this polyamorous like concepts under the worst conditions possible.
Exactly. Exactly. Like if he could say I love you to all of them, they'd probably all be fine.
Right, yeah, I'd be like, okay, yeah, we're good. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay, you love me, I love you. And you know what? I kind of also like this woman next to me
Yeah.
because that's my dream baby.
Exactly.
Baby.
Exactly. So we leave with Rachel and we head to Daisy's hometown, which she where's she from? Minnesota?
I don't know. It's a Taylor Swift song, though, I'm pretty sure. It's a
Definitely.
Christmas
As
tree
I see
farm. Yeah,
the
exactly. That dumb bitch.
Yes. So we're at the Christmas tree farm. They get a cute little tour of the farm. They do Christmas activities, which is funny because it's like October. So
Right. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's how in a magical Hallmark city, like the one
it's
she
true.
lives in,
Where it's just
maybe
Christmas all the time. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's Christmas 365. I'm so sorry. That's my bad for forgetting.
Christmas magic, right?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's my bad, guys. I forgot. So
Yes.
yeah, they do the farm the Christmas farm date. Then her friends surprise her. One of her friends, do you watch Good Girls?
No.
You should watch it. You would fucking love it. But
Yeah.
it's on Netflix right now. But it's this show where these three women basically become bank robbers, and then they start
Ooh.
to not bank robbers, sorry, they robbed a grocery store, but then they start to counterfeit money and they work for this guy. His name is Rio, played by Manny Montana. He is fine, 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 fine. Like he is so fine. I need to do a Google Manny Montana to see how fucking good looking this guy is. Cause one of Daisy's friends had me do a double take. Like, wait a minute, why is Manny Montana there? He is so fine. I love that man in every role he's
Oh
ever
my
been
God, identical.
in.
I do remember the guy last night. Oh yeah, this guy is very attractive. I mean, I feel like Manny's a little more attractive than who we
Yeah, oh,
saw Daisy
definitely
stuff,
way more
but
attractive.
oh my
But and
gosh.
Manny's been in some other things too. I can't think of. I don't watch all the shows he's been in, but I remember him
Yeah.
from Good Girls. I think he's in one of the CSIs or something too. I forget. But
Graceland,
oh,
Ironheart.
Graceland was the one. The one I saw him.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Cute.
So Yeah, that, I just noticed that about one of her friends. The rest of them, generic.
Well, they did have one black woman friend.
I think she was there with Manny.
Yeah,
Or,
probably. Because, like, literally, the other ones, I'm sorry, they all looked like Daisy. I was
Yeah,
just like, wait, is
literally.
that Daisy? No,
There
wait,
was one
no.
where I was like, is that her sister? I'm confused. Like, I thought family was
Yeah.
coming later. Like, I
I don't
don't
really know. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, she gave us like this whole tearful moment of like, you know, how y'all know how I've been like really struggling with thinking I could date after kind of going through all of what I went through. And what I did like about this moment is she said, like, whether it doesn't matter if Joey and I end up together or not, he has really allowed me to find the confidence that I can and will find somebody who is not bothered, you know, and like
Yeah.
is super down for it. So like, I can, again, I love it. Just like, I don't give a shit about this man, but it'll all work out.
Yeah, I loved it too. She said, I have figured it out. Because she said before him, she had never dated anybody who didn't who she didn't know before and didn't know about the cochlear implant already. So this was good for her. This experience was good for her regardless of what ends up happening. There was something. Oh, that whole rant that she went on, it was so endearing. You could tell she was so nervous and she was trying to hold back the tears. And I was like, oh, Daisy, I just want to hug you. It was so cute.
Yeah.
When they went to commercial, did yours play the Daisy dollop of Daisy commercial?
I was like, okay, now I don't know what's happening here, but I
It was hilarious. I was
feel like
like, that's a little too on the nose. I can't be the only one who saw that.
I just like I don't think you could convince me that somebody didn't just
Yeah,
like
that
didn't intentionally do that.
it had to be on purpose. There's no way that wasn't. Especially because I think mine may have been the sour cream one, and then I think other people got the cottage cheese one.
I got a
Yeah.
cottage
Because do they say dollop of Daisy for cottage cheese too?
one. No, it was like it. No, I love that you're bringing this up. Okay, because they had the weirdest jingle for it that I like can't remember off the top of my head, but it was like just the right amount of Daisy cottage cheese or something. I was like, and I literally after I was like videoing, I was like, is this a new jingle? I've never heard. I know the Daisy jingle.
I was like, because I remember being like, dollop of Daisy. And I was like, oh, that's funny. But everyone else said they got cottage cheese one. And I'm like, so this was definitely on purpose. The Daisy brand was like, we're just going to put shit out there.
Fucking amen. I love when like weird. I mean, you gotta. I saw some like, you know, listicle thing, you know, a couple weeks ago about how like brands really need to like embrace really like natural and like kind of viral moments
Yeah.
in their branding versus just really trying to like go with something. And case in point, the Risa Tisa stuff
Yeah.
when she was like mentioning the BMW and everything, and the BMW was like, oh, we'll find you this BMW, but
Yes.
then BMW is taking it back.
Wait, they took it back?
Yeah, I think I heard that like they were like big one was like not doing it and deleted their videos. But then I saw, and I haven't followed up in a couple days, but that like a more local BMW dealership was like, no, we got you. So like I'm
Okay.
hoping it works out.
And you know,
But
she got tickets to go to Paris
yes.
and London. So yeah,
Yeah.
she's definitely I think that's genius
Yeah.
marketing because that makes people love you more. I'm happy for her to get that all too. But yeah, it's kind of like with KFC, the way they did it within this season, I didn't like the way they did it. It wasn't natural.
No.
But I think that is the way brands should go instead of like these, 'cause everybody fast forwards to commercials or they have the option to not watch them. So that is so much better to put it in the show. 'Cause listen, I don't even eat KFC and that shit looked good. I was kind of like, maybe I should give KFC a try again. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Jesse's like sitting in that pool floaty and making these jokes. I was like, yeah, that sounds yummy. Like,
So
yeah.
KFC did it the right way. Other brands follow suit, or even just jumping on the contestants as they're like leaving the shows. Like, because you know that one page, the Style Spotter, how she like shouts out or finds the dresses they're wearing. Those brands should do something, you know, like show a clip of them wearing the dress or something. I just feel like they're not using it enough. So yeah, I agree. So then after that commercial break, we come back and we are meeting Daisy's family. So we meet, who did we meet? It was her grandparents, her mom and dad, and her brother, her younger brother, and her older sister, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, she heard that moment where she hears her brother's voice for the first time. That was really, Oh, that was special.
Yeah, because I guess it kind of takes a while for like the implant to kind of, like in general for your hearing to come back in different ways. And it seemed like so, like she's just asking him a question that they probably wouldn't have showed us because typically they don't show us like that level of small talk, you know? She's like, oh, hey, Johnny or whatever, like, how's college
Harrison, I think
going?
his name was
Oh, thank
Harrison,
you. Thank
because
you.
I'm
Yeah,
moving
yeah.
like, oh, don't say that name.
Yeah, like, nope. Nose up. Yeah, Harrison, how's college? And then he spoke, and then she started like crying, and it was like, oh my God, it was so
Yeah,
sweet.
I thought the exact same thing, Jenna. I was like, why are they showing this? Oh, that's why. Okay. That's why that needed to happen. Cause yeah, I was like, that's a really random moment to show. It's like there's some kind of connection with where he was at college. I was confused.
Yeah, it's like again, some more viral marketing. I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, for cochlear implants. I don't
Yeah,
know.
like I don't know what's
I
going on. So yeah, and then like she gets to talk to her dad, and you know, yeah, as she mentioned earlier, like she's like I basically is like we find out that she hasn't told Joey that you know, she loves him or falling in love, and he's just like, well, like you gotta do it if you're
don't
feeling it, you gotta do it. And then they make this joke about like, well, it's not like you're gonna lose your hearing
know.
again.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, I can't go deaf again. Like they're just cracking up laughing. I love dark humor, okay? I love
Yeah,
it.
okay, good,
I
yeah. Yeah. It definitely hit me. I was like, whoa, okay. That's what I'm talking about. Like this whole episode was so wild. I didn't know. And I was like texting a friend about something else, some other drama thing. Kept getting distracted. And I actually literally kept going backwards. Like I fucking rewound it because I was like, I'm missing stuff. And I would never do that in a hometown.
Yeah, it was a lot. That's why I had to watch it twice. Because even on the second time, I was like, I don't remember that happening the first time around. So yeah, there definitely was a lot going on in that moment because they were laughing through it, so you almost didn't even hear it all the way because they were just cracking up laughing. And I feel like if you've gone through something that crazy, you have to just laugh about it. She's healthy now, that she's happy. Like it can't get much worse, girl. You've been through hell and back.
Yeah, and I think she or he said it even just really as plainly as that too. Like, I will be, oh yeah, she was saying, you wake up every day just happy to be alive and be good and
Oh, yeah.
healthy. And so like if I don't end up with this guy, I'll be so okay. And I was like, oh, this is the representation I really want. Like, not to mention like the disability representation and the hard of hearing disability representation we have, but like I just love that like single girl representation too. I'm like, I
Yes.
don't care. Like, I will be very okay. I
Yes.
have really not heard that before on this show. Ver
Yes.
before anything has happened, you kind of hear it maybe later, like Hannah Brown's like, I will be okay. It's like, no, she's like beforehand being like, I'm gonna be fine. Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't making it like she can love now because of this. It was like, no, if I don't fall in love with him, I'll be I'm alive and I'm healthy and I'll love again. It'll be okay. So it was great.
Which I think is like an interesting, what is interesting about Jesse saying that this is the most romantic season yet. Like I, you know, that is still to be said, but what I am seeing is that if we're following this thread, it's almost like this theme of the women not being desperate for his love.
Yeah.
And I think every season I'm always so annoyed by that like theme,
Yes.
and it's fine, and like it's nothing against the people who felt that way, regardless of the gender. Because it happens on The Bachelorette too, but I'm like, no, all of these women are like, I will be okay. And that means, and what that means in a positive is that if they choose to love him, it's because they really do love him. Thus, it's really romantic.
Yes, I agree. This is definitely th everything about this season has been different. Everything. So yeah. I agree 100%. Was there anything else that happened on Daisy's date? Oh, at
Oh,
the end, he says that he can see Daisy being his wife.
Yeah, because she says that she's falling for him.
Yes, she does. Yeah, she finally tells him. And he wants to see where it, oh, so oh, because yes, when she says she's falling in love with him and then she says she wants to see where this can go, he follows it up saying, I feel the same way. And I was like, wait, are you saying the whole thing you feel the same way about, or just like, I want to see, like, which part, Joey? Which part?
Right.
Because that felt like a saying I love you back type of situation without actually saying those words. Yeah, that
You're
was an
getting in some
interesting.
dangerous territory, Joseph.
Yeah. I don't want Joey to be one of those bachelors who says, I love you to three different women. That would
And
be
the and
ugly.
I was so excited. I was texting him. I said, I'm living for this. He hasn't said it once. And they don't normally say it in hometowns, but I still was like, ooh. And then we get this fucking preview, and I was like, God damn it, Joseph. Anyway,
You're not
whatever.
crazy.
Let's get to Maria because, I mean.
So first of all, I want to say something because the way they did the cold open with Maria's family, I thought they were playing like Italian mobster music. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we setting this up to be like this crash and burn type of situation? It ended up being not nearly as climatic as they thought it was going to be. And it turns out that her family is Greek. So really, it was more like Greek music that is, a little more sad and not mobster Italian mob music.
Yeah, and listen, I didn't even catch that Greek part until now. And so, like, I had my stories. I was like, can any Italians DM me and let me know if this is offensive? Like, I don't, it feels offensive, but I don't know. And then, yeah, come to it's probably, so any Greek people who out there are listening, is this offensive? Because it feels offensive.
It felt
I mean, listen, the dad does seem to be like kind of that's how he is in general. I'm sure he like put it on a little thicker for the show, which I love. But yeah, I could have done without the music. I could have done without that part. But in general, like he was still a wonderful person. And like you said, there was a definitely this like, oh, he's gonna be this, dick. And he was just like, no, like she's my girl. Do you remember her tragic story? She almost fucking died. She is my angel. I love
When he
her.
was like, she's my world, so if you join our family, you'll be like my son. And I was like, so basically you're saying your other sons don't count. They'll be pushed down. Like, was really funny. I'm like, I bet you her brothers are watching this back, like, yo, what the fuck, dad? That was hysterical. But I mean, when you're daddy's girl, I guess that's how it is. I don't know. How did you feel about them not even like introducing her mother?
She's not there.
She was there, that blonde. The blonde woman at the table, that was her mom.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right.
They showed her more in the cold open clip, but at no point do they put like a title on her. At no point, they don't say anything. It was really weird.
Because I think I remember Maria saying that they didn't have a great relationship for a
Yeah.
while, but they're better now. So yeah, I guess, wowee. Maybe her mom, I don't know, maybe her mom didn't want to be in it after all.
Maybe she didn't sign away her rights, so they had to cut it all out. I don't know. And I guess, you know what? Maybe it could have been her stepmom. I'm pretty sure it was her mom, though, because if you like the first clip they showed of her, it kind of looked like, not to be rude, but her face kind of looked like she'd been in an accident, like a really bad accident. So it definitely, and I've seen a picture of Maria's mom before that they that's it, it was the news article from when they got hurt. So I was like, that looks like her, but her dad could have a type too, like. Yeah, I don't know. But also, I feel like she said her parents stayed together, that they just kind of got separated for a little bit. I don't know. Her stories, it was kind of confusing to me. I feel like a lot of it was left out. So I was leaning towards that's definitely her mother. But it just felt weird that she was never introduced and never we never heard her speak. So who knows? It
Totally.
was
Yeah,
interesting.
who's to say? Yeah. And basically her like thing is that she still hasn't mentioned that she's falling for him either, and the dad, encourages her to do that, like we said, and you
Yeah, he
gotta
was the one that was
YOLO.
like, you're gonna fail. If you don't go for it, you're gonna lose him, basically. But she was right. And although I don't think that that's the only reason why Joey didn't pick her in the end, but
No. Yeah, because earlier he sits her down near Niagara Falls and is like, listen, last week was pretty fucked. I didn't enjoy you leaving. I absolutely get why your feelings are what you're experiencing. Absolutely. But you running away, really made me question blah, 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 blah. And, I think she's been a very interesting player. She's really taken a lot of risks. They paid off very well to have her be in the final four. Has that ever happened when you were on a 2-on-1 and then gone to the, well, actually, sorry. Yeah, Corinne. Corinne was that, but.
Oh yeah, Corinne made it to hometowns,
But it's very, it's pretty rare. And to also be really genuinely liked by the lead, like Corinne was not liked by Nick. We know this. He's actually said it on record.
Yeah, I think they just wanted us to meet her nanny. So
Right,
that
exactly.
was really it.
So yeah,
There
I mean, I think it's
is
interesting.
one person who went on a 2-on-1 date and actually, I think won. I remember looking this up back during that season because Bachelor Data didn't go all the way. Like Bachelor Data had ended it at one place, and so I Googled further, and there was another 2-on-1 before then where the person I think might have won. I'll have to look it up again, but But in general, people who go on two-on-ones do not win. So yeah, the fact that she even made it this far is like, congrats, girl. Do you think she is in contention to be Bachelorette?
Yeah, I think what I've learned over the years is that a lot of them are. I do know for a fact that they tell a lot of people, and then they, at the last minute, make their
Make a
choice.
switch. That's what happened with Kayla
Yeah,
on their
exactly.
second season.
Kayla, Luke Pell, it's happened a handful of times. And I was kind of led to believe Andrew Spencer might have gotten it, and then it changed. And so yeah, I think she is. I don't think it will happen. I have mixed feelings on it. I would like it, but I understand why some people why it would maybe be hard. I think it would be enjoyable, but I like her. I am kind of glad she's gone. Like, I'm happy the way it went last night, but I was shocked. And so I have just like so many feelings. I don't know. I don't know if it would be good or bad.
So here's my thing about it. I don't think she's actually ready to get married.
Yeah.
So it would kind of be like a pointless season, but it would be good. It would be a good season. It'd be funny. It would probably bring a lot of like really witty guys out, a lot of fun guys, but also a lot of fuck boys because I don't think that she really wants to commit right now. She's still a little bit scared about that. Her brother even said like she's a heartbreaker. So I don't know if she like my whole thing about The Bachelor is I'm like bring people on who actually want to get married. I want to see a love story. I even though Zach, I didn't want him to be the lead. I actually think his season was good and I think him and Katie are actually going to get married. So that's exciting to see. It's exciting to see results like that. So I want to see more leads who are here for marriage, not for their internet fame. And as much as I, as funny as I think Maria is, as like entertaining as I think she'd be, I don't think that she really is fully ready to find a love and get married and settle down.
Yeah, I agree.
So
Yeah.
I also I'm kind of rooting for them to pick Lexi, even though it really I don't think we really got to see enough of her for that to be a good choice. But I think for her biological clock. I'm almost like this show would be perfect for her to find a man and then like ask them to pay for a wedding immediately like they did with the Golden Bachelor
God, remember,
and like get your life started, girl.
did you see Labor of Love?
No.
Labor of Love. It happened like right, it like aired right in the beginning of the pandemic shutdown. And it was like a woman who what had like a similar story or something and like needed to have a baby ASAP, and she was like kind of old or some shit. I'm being rude. She and so but the premise really was like these like 20 men are like ready to like impregnate you right away kind of vibes. And like the whole show was like a mess, but it was definitely like very, like all the dates were geared towards that kind of shit, like very heavily focused on that.
I need to go look
And
this
it
up.
was
That sounds
entertaining
phenomenal.
as hell. It
It
was so
sounds
good.
phenomenal.
Had Kristen Davis from Sex and the City as the host.
Are you
It was
serious? Why?
insane. It was
Oh, because
insane.
that was her
Yeah.
character. Yeah, that
Exactly.
makes sense.
Yeah. She's like, as Charlotte, I understood the need to whatever. It was it was fucking crazy.
I'm going to look this up immediately.
Yeah.
I must watch it. That is so good.
It
But
was
yeah, that's how I
wild.
feel about Lexi, is that like she would be a good lead just because I know that she's actually serious about this. I don't necessarily think that like it needs to be Lexi though. I would also love to see an Asian lead finally with either Jen or Rachel, but
I'm a huge Jen fan. I've been from the beginning. She's also a little young, so like I don't know, but I loved her and I think she could carry a season.
Which is like why
So
if Rachel is not chosen, she should
yeah.
be in contention. So anyway, back to Maria. Sorry about that interruption, Maria. So
She's
yeah,
like,
they
you
have
know you're
their
being filmed right now, right? Everything is being recorded, right?
Oh God. So she breaks down. She's talking to her friend Brittany and she breaks down crying. She Mrs. Maria will cry and be honest with everybody else except for Joey. He's the only one who does not get to see her tears, does not get her real side. It's insane. So her friend tells us that Maria pushes people away when she's not sure about the outcome. Like, I get it. Like, people are scared getting their feelings hurt, but I can't imagine that as a lead. Can you imagine like her dealing with 20 men who she's not sure who she wants to be with, so she's just like kind of playing. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So
Yeah,
yeah,
big time.
I wouldn't really want to watch that. It'd be funny, but I'd get bored very quickly.
Yeah,
So
no, it would end up being just kind of a mess. Yeah, totally
exactly.
agree.
We do see Joey ask her dad for permission. for to marry her, and her dad gives a similar answer to the other dads. What did he say? He was like,
don't know, like, yeah, wasn't she, yeah, if you, if she chooses you, then, like, you know,
I'd
she's,
have been
yeah,
happy to make call you my son. He was like, if she chooses you, then I'd be happy to call you my son because she means the world to me. That was when that part happened. And then her dad goes and tells her that he asked for, and she's like, oh my God, I don't think you're supposed to tell me that. Which just shows me that, like, another one who's probably never watched the show.
I was screaming at my TV. I was like, Maria, no, that's, he has to ask all of them. That means
It means nothing. It means nothing. So that's why I was like, this is why you gotta watch the show, guys. This is why.
Hachi Machi.
Not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I mean, it would be a worse deal if he didn't ask. Then it'd be a little bit concerning.
Yeah, so true.
Especially if he asked everybody else and didn't ask yours and be like, oh, but yeah, to keep it consistent, they pretty much ask all the parents. They don't always show it though, which is interesting. But yeah, so Maria got a little too, which is almost like, okay, you now think that this is a big deal. Why wouldn't you open up then? If you're like, oh my God, he asked my dad for my hand in marriage, I should just tell him I love him, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just that old fuck girl behavior, you know, habits, and I don't blame her, but you know, because she's like, yeah, I'm gonna tell him, and then she's like, I just wanna let you know that I really appreciate you being here. What the
It's definitely her trying to keep the upper hand as
Yeah.
she's had throughout this whole
The
relationship, pretty
whole
much.
time. She's directed him the whole time. She's like, earlier in that big drama a long time ago, she's like, I think you didn't ask enough questions. And he was like, oh God. Like, and she just has continued to pull these really big moves that have worked in her favor. And I wonder if, like, she got some weird false confidence from that dad thing. And then she was like, listen, I can fucking play with him one more time. And it's like, girl. But like you said earlier, I don't think that's really the whole thing. I mean, I think it contributes, but obviously they didn't have that deep of a connection. They had a connection, he liked her. And I'm gonna tell you, I was fucking shocked because I thought she was gonna go to Fantasy Suites because I thought the bare minimum he was horny for her. And we know how Joey loves to get a boner. And he had a boner with her the whole season.
Yeah,
And
I
I was
agree.
like, he's gonna take this girl to Fantasy Suites. I know
I
that's
agree.
crass, but I'm like, that's not what happens.
But you know, that just makes Joey like the best kind of guy because I feel like he knew that he would not be able to not fuck her. Like, there was just no way that he was not going to be able to keep it in his pants with her. And I don't think she's the one. So why bring her and introduce that? Because I feel like Joey's going to be the one who doesn't sleep with all three of them. And he probably will only sleep with the one that he knows he's gonna choose. So why bring Maria at all when he knows he's not gonna be able to keep it in his pants?
Real. That's such a good point, right? Oh my God.
That's the only thing I can think. 'Cause I'm like, we all wanted to see it. If it was pretty much any other bachelor, if it was Colton or Clayton,
All of
whatever
them.
their
Yeah, it
names
doesn't matter.
are,
Like,
they would have brought
literally.
her. So yeah, reckless. But yeah, so we end with Maria regretting not saying anything. And at the rose ceremony, she annoys all the other women by pulling him aside and now deciding to tell him how she feels.
Yeah, and he's like, thank you for that information.
Can we go back into the hangar now?
So yeah, we get this moment where Rachel turns to her and says, what was that about? And she's like, what? She's like, what was that
Know
about?
what I
And
said, bitch.
then yeah, like literally, I'm just like, oh my God, Maria. And then she's like, well, I had to do what I had to do. I'll
It's like,
tell
I'll
you
tell you about it later. I'll tell you about it
someday.
later.
And I think that because so you probably have seen this. Rachel's getting a lot of hate online because Bachelor Nation is full of a bunch of racists.
And
And
crazies that just love Maria for no reason.
yeah, and it's like, listen, I like her too, and she's good at television, but like, she's not gonna pick you. And if she had done it, you guys would all be like, wow, what a queen. We love her bitchy attitude. She asked Rachel what that was for. Yes, she had every right to do that because it took time from her and it could have meant that she went home, blah 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 blah. And which is like what I think we all thought. We were like, oh shit, he's gonna keep Maria because of this last minute whatever, because it always happens
And
that way. So
that's what,
like
if that had happened, I would have been pissed for Rachel.
yes.
Although
So
it's like
like
we would have actually never known if that was the reason, like what maybe he was always going to give it to Maria, but like it would have felt that way to Rachel that like that last minute Hail Mary changed everything. So yeah, I'm just it annoyed me for Rachel, and this is what I've been saying the whole show. I love Maria, don't get me wrong. I'm Team Maria all day, but I think editing has cut out some of her more annoying behavior. I think that she does things that are kind of selfish. And while I don't think she's intending to be malicious, I think if you are a cast member of hers and you have to like wait for that or you have to stay up late recording because of her, it can be annoying. Like with the whole outfit change on what was that, like episode two or whatever, you know that that was like at least a 15 extra minutes of like Joey's time where she was just changing and the girls didn't get to see him during that time. That's crazy. I would be annoyed if I was waiting and found out that you got an extra 10 to 15 minutes to go change your clothes. Like, come on. And I know it didn't personally hurt me. It wasn't like to hurt my feelings, but it is a selfish move. And so things like that really get under your skin and you start just not liking that person. And Maria, because she doesn't get that some of her behaviors were a little bit selfish, she becomes defensive instead of like kind of empathizing with the women who were upset. I don't think that she was in the wrong, 'cause like obviously producers let her do this, so it's like it's really the producers, the production team y'all should be mad at, not really her. But the producers then goad the girls into picking on Maria. They then put it in their head that she's to blame and tell them she's the villain and we're gonna edit her as the villain, and don't you wanna like stand up to the villain and get the other girls to look crazy on camera?
And it fucking worked like a fucking charm.
It did.
And it also was crazy to think that this like kind of sort of villain that I found really compelling because it's like we didn't know quite if she was or not made it this far. And like that is, I mean, it's like it makes sense to me that some of the other women would be annoyed so much so as to say something because she has. She's taken time. She's gone back and gotten more time with him afterwards when she already had a rose and et cetera. So yeah, like I don't blame Rachel at all. And I think that I really am now kind of clocking onto what you said earlier about like are editing her in a way to show her like all these like slightly off moments, quote unquote. That I think we've all talked about how everyone could be edited a certain way, right? Like, and so when like you're literally doing nothing. And so yeah, I wonder if that's like a case of like a little bit of racism again from the show.
Because notice in that scene, they didn't even show Daisy and Kelsey at all. They probably said something too, and they're just gonna hide it to protect them. It's definitely some of the issues with race that this show has. It's also, I think that they was just trying to keep that tension alive. Like they're still trying to, I think that they want to make Maria the Bachelorette. So they are trying to create this storyline of like she's had to defend herself from all these haters left and right. They never go away or whatever. So they're still trying to keep that tension in there. I just don't think that the producers really understand how their fan base works. And like you just set Rachel up to be bullied for literally no reason. Like literally, like this is the stupidest thing y'all could ever bully someone from. She just wanted to know what was going on. Like my future is hanging on the balance right now. Of course I want to know what's going on. Like everybody calm down. So
No, so true. Can we steal you for a second? They're gonna post that shit tomorrow on their Instagram story, and I'm gonna scream, and they're gonna be like, "Let's not bully." It's like, you're the biggest bully. You, the show, you.
And I was saying, I think a lot of the other girls who came, who like got the villain edit, I can tell that they didn't know how editing was going to go because of the stuff they were posting on social media. Now I think Sydney is a little bit, sorry,
You're good.
my cat was like eating a cardboard box. Like they act like I don't feed them. I don't understand.
That's
Please
not
stop.
decent.
Anyway, so some of the other women on their social media pages, the stuff they were posting before the full edit was out was like, oh, you don't know that they're gonna make you the villain. They're gonna make you look real bad. So this post is not gonna age well. So I'm just convinced that producers, production, they got in these girls' ears and told them, we're gonna make Maria the villain. Do you wanna be like the hero? But I'm like, Sydney, I think Sydney's a little slow because the second that you lost the two on one, you should have known you're not gonna get the edit that you think you are.
No, yeah, it's like that's not gonna work out here.
Yeah. The hero doesn't get sent home on the 2-on-1 date, honey. So you should have rethunk your social media strategy. And really just laid low, because she got it the worst, and I feel bad. I think everyone who is bullying anybody online, you need to go touch grass. That's weird, but these women definitely said and did some things that didn't make any sense. Like, I can never forgive Leia for pulling Medina aside to tell her who she can be friends with. That was wild. So regardless of all the Frankenbiting they were doing with Leia and all the like craziness they were doing, that action actually happened. You actually did that. Maybe a producer told you to do it, I don't know, but you're 23 years old coming to a 31-year-old woman who is literally a therapist and coming to her on some like high school bullshit. That's like you didn't think that through, honey. You did not think that through. So yeah, I think some of the bad editing they may have deserved in a way, but for the most part, I just want to remind everybody that producers decide what is and isn't shown. And I really do believe that a lot of Maria's more annoying things just wasn't this just weren't shown.
Agree, because it's just like because there has to be footage, and the footage that supposedly exists of her telling one of the other women to shut the fuck up, it's like, does that exist and did they just
See,
not show
the
it?
reason why I think it does exist is because we never saw Joey even ask Leia if this happened.
Yeah,
Like,
she should have been the one.
if it was not real, they would have done everything to prove that it didn't happen. And they didn't do that. We never saw her ask. And I just feel like, may okay, so maybe what happened was she didn't say shut the fuck up. Maybe she just said shut up or something. It was like, oh my God, shut up. You know how
Yeah,
you do?
exactly.
And so, heightened emotions. You maybe Sydney exaggerated a little bit. Because the reason why I think that too is because in one scene, so after the whole pool party thing, we hear Sydney tell Joey that Maria called her weird, dumb, and something else. I forget the third one. We didn't hear her say any of that. The only thing we heard her say was the situation is dumb. But then later, on the next day, Maria's talking to Allison, and she does say that she did call her weird or something. So she admitted that she did say that. So that means we didn't see it. That means there's a conversation that happened either after filming had stopped, or you guys just didn't show it to us. So that tells me that there are parts of these conversations that are not being shown. We're not dumb.
No, we're not. We're not. And someone like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Rachel really doesn't like her because she's saw a bunch of shit and now she's the one being attacked. It's like,
Yeah, it's crazy. Y'all need to chill. And like, I don't know. I just feel like it would have been better for the show if to not show that part at all. It
yeah,
didn't it, it
agreed.
didn't make it didn't add to the storyline in any way.
We
So
still would have been on suspense on whether he was going to keep Maria because of the Hail Mary. We
yeah.
didn't need that part of it. We could
No.
still have thought if he had kept her, we still would be like, oh my God, of course, that was it, right? And so, like, yeah, like I just it wasn't necessary. So,
Yeah.
I boo to the show. But I will say it was quite dramatic because, like, it's not that I don't think that he doesn't like Rachel. I just didn't think that's how the show was gonna do it. And I just
Yeah.
didn't think that Joey was gonna have the fucking wherewithal to make a better choice. And he did, and it was shocking.
Yeah. It was both great and shocking. Like, it can be both things. Like, just because I thought it was going to be Maria doesn't mean I'm not happy that it's Rachel. I was just very much, I was thinking the same thing you were. He wants to fuck Maria, so she's gonna get chosen. But it just made me like him so much more that he didn't do that. So, oh my gosh. So, do you have anything to add about this episode or the season? Because we haven't
Also, I
talked
want to make it clear that I think he wants to fuck Rachel too, and I want to fuck
about
Rachel. And I want everyone.
it. Wait,
So
let's
I
be clear.
want.
He wants
He
to fuck all of them.
wants to fuck. He is horny, and he thinks all of them are very beautiful because they are. And he definitely wants to fuck Rachel and everyone. So I think he wanted to fuck Sydney. I think he wanted to fuck.
If he could have
So
one big orgy, he would say
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I like I said earlier, I guess I hope a Clayton, but I kind of hope he does. I mean, I think the drama is good. I don't want him to like give anyone false hopes, but
Yeah.
I'm personally every season not against the idea of the lead in the final three knocking boots, as Teresa said, because I think it's an important part of,
Your relationship.
building a relationship. So
Yeah.
I'm never against it. It's more of like the other factors that happen.
Yeah. I was just thinking, this is probably so wrong, but I wonder how the cochlear implant works, like having sex. Like,
I mean, if
do you
she,
hear the moaning and stuff?
I mean, yeah, if she doesn't, that's great.
I have so many questions. Oh my God, I want to know. It's so inappropriate. I'm so sorry. I'm going to hell. It's fine. But
If it reduces that, then great. One time, so I live in like a house that has really, really thin walls, and my roommate used to date this guy that really barely made any sound at all. And I was so grateful. I was just so grateful. And she's like, oh, we were talking about sex. And she's like, yeah, it's kind of weird that he makes no sounds. I'm like, no, I love that. Because if I have to hear that
Yeah, I don't want a guy who's super vocal. Thank you.
So yeah, I'm good, actually.
Yeah. I barely want you to talk. So
Just enough to get to bed.
right. I want to, I want to make sure you're consenting and everything, but
Exactly. Yeah, but we're good after that. Yeah, I think I am unspoiled, and I don't really know what will happen. I think the preview was definitely. I need to rewatch it. It gave us a lot of new information. Joey does start saying that he's falling for people, that he like loves somebody, but again, you're like, when is that happening? Maybe that happens later, because I should always remember that they're showing us a bigger preview, so that could be like the final week that happens. I don't know. And then there's like a note that's being left somewhere. I didn't really know. They brought the old babies back, and I was like, hell yeah, Susan's there. Teresa,
Yes.
sorry,
Chandra.
Leslie,
Yeah, I
Sandra. Oh
think.
my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, hell yeah, I love them. So I'm excited to see what their conversations are like. I thought that I had been spoiled, but then apparently, so I like have reality Steve blocked everywhere, but people keep like
Amen. Yeah.
posting what he's saying and stuff. And so apparently he like was wrong and then posted another prediction. I don't know. So like I haven't been spoiled. I thought I had been. Now, not sure. Very unclear.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
love
he's
that for
often
me.
wrong, to be honest. He's been wrong a lot lately.
Yeah, which is why I just block him, because I'm like, what is the point in you exactly? Why? Like, and I don't like watching the show spoiled is weird. Unless you're going back and watching old seasons, that's different. Then it's almost fun, because it's like I did that with Sean Lowe's season. I went back watching knowing that Catherine won, and the whole time I'm like, when do we see Catherine? Like,
Yeah, exactly.
is Catherine even there?
No, and that season was weird like that. Like, they did not show her very much. She really
She
was
didn't
like this
get, she was
dark
the last
horse.
one. The last
Yeah.
one to get a one-on-one. And
Yeah,
then
that's
all of a sudden
crazy.
she's the one. Like, that was wild. How did this happen? I don't understand how that happened at all.
Yeah, actually, no, it's such a good point. I really do remember watching that season live, and I was like, wait, she won? I love it, but like, what? Oh, okay. So yeah, I love it, and I don't really know how it's gonna go on, and I don't know what that big, dramatic cold open really means. But I am here for it, and I'm excited. We have a big couple weeks ahead of us.
Yes, we have, and I'm so glad they're doing Women Tell All's own separate week. I was gonna be annoyed if they tried to squeeze it on to the end of the fantasy suites, because no, Women Tell All needs its own day. And I hope it's a full 2 hours, and I hope that they don't do a lot of editing, just show us everything raw. And oh, that's the other reason why I'm glad Maria went home this time, because if she made it to final two, we wouldn't get to see her in the Women Tell All.
I know you were saying that last week on your pod. I was like, yeah, that's such a good point. Had she continued on, we wouldn't have
Yes.
gotten that. So I'm really happy that worked out.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Jenna, this was so much fun. I'm gonna have to
Was.
have you back on so we can see how
Yeah.
our thoughts played out.
Yes, please. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'd love to come back and really chat about how it all plays out, because something's gonna happen. Ooh,
Oh my gosh,
crazy.
yes. All
Thank you
right,
so
well, go ahead
much.
and drop your social media account so that
Yes.
people can follow you.
Oh, please follow me at Date Card Pod on Instagram and on TikTok, and the Date Card the podcast on Twitter. And yeah, we just do, queer leaning, leftist leaning recaps of the Bachelor franchise and some other shows sometimes, and I make silly, stupid, unhinged memes.
Perfect.
You're doing great work, and yeah, I'm just excited to still be in community with you. So let's go.
Yes, thank you.
Go.
Bye, Jenna.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingitwith_Rae. That's R-A-E. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.